Jack works in our building. We've talked to him before. Remember, he had told us that he was at the grocery store and took hot dog buns out of a woman's cart when he realized there were no more hot dog buns on the shelf. Was it stealing? That whole thing. So just to set the story. So, Jack, what did you need our opinion on?
Well, I want your opinion on this because this happened to me yesterday. We were doing our shopping, and I acted a way my girlfriend did not approve of.
Okay. Ooh. Please explain.
Okay, so, you know, when you're in line and you've got the big cart full of stuff, which we did.
Yeah. Okay.
And someone comes up behind you and they've got one or two items.
Yeah, like they're just holding them?
They expect me to just wave them through.
No,
I'm in line. I've been waiting in line. He can wait in line, too. I don't think just because you have two items, you automatically get to jump to the head of the line.
So what did your girlfriend think?
Well, as usual, she thought I was wrong. And she still hasn't forgiven me for the hot dog thing. So,
Oh, yeah. The one time that you took the last bag of hot dog buns out of someone else's cart? That one?
Well, when you say it like that, I mean, you don't have all the details, but I mean, you know.
Sure, so, Jack, you didn't let her through? You made her stand in line behind you?
Yes.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, I hate you.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I am that person with the two items, mm-hmm. I am right. expecting the person in front, like, especially if we are getting there at the same time.
Right.
And they're like, hey, you go first.
Yes. It's like an unwritten rule that you right. let people do that.
If I'm there first, I'm there first. That's it. Well, here's the thing. I mean, where does it end, though, Ben? What if two more people come after that one, and then they say, I let the one through, now I got to let them through, too?
I think the unwritten rule only applies to that person
just
that's directly behind
just
you.
See, the one.
How do they know, then, I didn't let someone else through before they were there? I mean, maybe I did.
You're Jack. The no-shame shopper. You don't care.
Yeah.
No.
But here's the thing, Ben. I have to be honest, though. If I was on the flip side of that, I would expect to be let in ahead of somebody with a cart.
Of course.
See, that's a one-way street.
That's a Jackism.
That is a one-way street for Jack.
I just think that if I'm in line first, I'm in line first.
Absolutely. I'm sure there are many people on TV.
Is my time any less important than their time?
Oh, now you're going there.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, Jack. We're already taking up way too much of your time. All right.
Yes.
I appreciate you allowing us to call you with this. And
put you on blast again.
Again, voice your grocery shopping experience. Some text messages. Jack is a gentleman and a scholar. Also, I'm lying. Jack, the grocery store jerk.
Oh.
Mickey texts in, hashtag Jackisms rule my life. Jack may not be the man America wants right now, but he's the man America needs. I think he's my spirit animal. If you want to comment, feel free, 502-571-9970 or Facebook, Twitter, @BenAndKellyShow.